Well, today, President Obama is visiting the Arizona Veterans Hospital that triggered a national examination into how the government cares for its former service members. The president will get an appraisal on the health system's progress and its lingering needs. Last spring, the VA was embroiled in a scandal over long wait times at its clinics, and some of the longest wait times in the country were in Portland, Oregon. But as Conrad Wilson from Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting reports, that's not the case anymore.
Thomas Brown knows all about the wait times at the Portland VA.
Because, I remember dealing with some long wait times.
Brown's a volunteer with NAVVETS, the National Association for Black Veterans. He's sitting comfortably on his walker at the Veterans Service Center in downtown Portland. Brown, who says he served in Vietnam, suffers from a condition known as COPD, so he sometimes runs out of breath mid-thought. But that hasn't stopped him from helping fellow vets wade through the daunting bureaucracy of the VA to get their benefits.
I'd have a veteran that said, well, hey, they say that I'm not going to get a primary care doctor for 3 to 4 or 5 months. I'd tell them, hey, okay, let's do it this way. There's a workaround.
Brown says he'd send vets to the VA's emergency room for care. He says they'd get assigned a primary care doctor sooner.
So that's going to speed it up. So that's how we do that workaround, and that speed up to where they get that primary care, and it wouldn't take 3 months.
According to last April's report, the Portland VA healthcare system ranked as one of the country's worst, 125th out of 128 VA centers for primary care wait times. Joanne Krumberger is the director of the Portland VA. She took over last May. She says the long wait times were because the center didn't have enough staff.
This was specifically related to the loss of over 25 providers within a very short time frame.
According to data from the VA, last May, new patients seeking primary care at the Portland VA were waiting 80 days on average for an appointment, and patients seeking specialty care were waiting more than 60 days on average. The VA's goal is to get patients an appointment within 30 days. Grumberger says beyond the sudden loss in caregivers, Portland has an added challenge. It's the fastest growing VA of its kind in the country.
We're growing at 240 new veterans a week on average, seeking our care.
She says the focus from news organizations and Congress accelerated plans that were already in place to help reduce wait times. The agency also quickly filled open jobs and added temporary physicians.
We actually had physicians who volunteered all summer. Volunteered. They were working Saturdays. They were working the weekends. It was an all-out effort.
As of January, the clinic's average wait time for all primary care patients dropped to 12 days. The Portland VA says new and established patients seeking specialty care now wait about 10 days. To help keep wait times down and to keep up with demand, the Portland VA was allocated an additional $34 million to hire more than 200 caregivers at its clinics. The improvements have impressed veterans like Leonard Brown, no relation to Thomas Brown. He's the founder of the Portland chapter of NAVVETS.
The VA hospital has made a 180-degree turn, really, in their wait time.
What I think their biggest issue is, in my opinion, is staffing. I don't think they have enough people to do the job they're trying to do.
That's Thomas Brown again.
We get involved in all these little skirmishes around the world. We got to put more people in place to deal with these broken bodies that return. I mean, you can't just line them up at the door and have them standing outside not being able to get in. So I think the VA staffing needs to be increased.
The VA's Krumberger says there's still long wait times for certain specialties, such as eye care.
You know, you talk to any one in my position in the private sector, they'll say that they're challenged in filling vacancies.
And Krumberger says that's a problem that's going to get harder to solve in the future. For Here and Now, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.